Hello, and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I am your host. And today you're listening to Naked 2020 Score. Yeah, so full transparency, the title of 2020 Score for this particular episode in the brand new year of 2024 is totally taken out of the playbook of my amazing, my incredible church, Awaken Church. Every year for years, really since 2020, it was like, I think 2020 was 2020 more. This year I think might be 2024, like 2020 more too. I can't remember. But what I do know is that for me, for the Naked Keto Wife, 2020 Score, it fits perfectly for my slogan and motto of the year. I think it's so fun to be able to take, every time I think of the year 2024, it just makes me think of, yep, 2020 Score. Like, I am going to be scoring high in every area of my life this year. This is the year for that. So, wow. Welcome back to the podcast, Talking to Myself. I have not done an episode since 2022, and you probably are wondering why. What in the world? By the way, unless I miscounted, this is episode 101. So I did 100 episodes and now we're on 101. And I also think that that is very fitting because it is time to start anew. So, by the way, also another by the way, I am driving for this episode. And I'm driving because I just couldn't get it off my mind and my heart of podcasting again. And if I wait until I'm in my office with my podcast equipment, I might not get around to it today. So today is just going to be one of those days where you have to put up with some background noise, and I'm very sorry. Sorry in advance, but I will be doing more professional podcasts in my office. I actually have a brand new podcast microphone, so I'm super stoked. We also moved last year, so I have an office that is just absolutely perfect for podcasting. Love it so much. It's also a great office for my business, Fireside Medical, which I have talked about before on this podcast. More on that to come. But ultimately, I'm pretty sure in at least one or two of the last episodes I did, I talked about maybe not doing this podcast anymore, transitioning over to Fireside Nurse, Fireside Medical podcast, which I am doing. However, I realize that this content is so specific and it's so just important that I separate the content at least. Some of it may overlap, but I really just wanted to treat you, the audience of keto, of the Naked Keto Wife, with respect in that you deserve your own podcast episodes. Also, this is a perfect year for me to begin anew because I have been doing keto since January 1st again, fully, just very strict, like a full keto diet right now. Eventually, like you've heard in every one of my episodes probably, it's a lifestyle. The very beginning of the episode starts with that it is a living a keto lifestyle. And I have some transparency things to bring to the table. The last thing I want is for you to listen to this podcast and think that I am just somehow better than everybody because I have been doing it for so long and that I do it perfect. Oh my gosh. First of all, if you've listened to the podcast for any amount of time, you will know that I'm the first one to admit when I am not doing perfectly on my diet. And honestly, doing it perfect is always going to be a stretch and always be difficult. So just know that if you have tried it before, are doing it again, have been on it for a long time, no matter where you are in this journey, it's okay that you aren't perfect at it. And it's okay to get up and try again. In fact, had I just even right now, but even when I very first started keto years and years ago, it's very important for me to say that had I had the mindset of I had failed so many times that I gave up, I wouldn't be here today. So just listen, I'm 43 and it took me until my late 30s to really figure out what works for my body. And so my entire adult life, and I would venture to say even my late teen years, I was trying to figure out what was going to work for my body. And it was very frustrating. My sisters tend to just be naturally active. Their metabolism is high. They're very thin. Very just like they just have that side of the family. On the other hand, me, I do not have that gift. And so for me, it takes more effort, more time. And I got very frustrated the first 15 years at least of I would try something and it not work. To the point of for 3 years, I walked 6 miles a day to work one direction. And even that didn't cause the kind of weight loss. It gave me different health benefits, but it didn't cause the weight loss or some other areas. So there was some benefits to one versus the other, but I just didn't have the weight loss that I do with keto. So I know my body responds well to keto. So enough said about that. I just wanted to set the stage that just know that it's okay. It's okay if you've fallen off the wagon. A little bit of what I wanted to talk about today is that since 2020, I did attempt several episodes, 2020 and 2021, and then early 2022. During all of that time, I did talk a little bit about the life circumstances that I had a really hard time. Starting 2020, when my mother-in-law passed away and my son went into the hospital, I very quickly started to lose sight of myself. And for the next 3 years, I lost sight of me and my health and what was important for me. Now I'm going to give myself grace and just say I went through a lot. Like the last 3 years have been just, honestly, it's been pretty tragic. And I am good. I am good. I am doing well. So you don't have to worry about that. But when it comes to my weight loss journey, full transparency, I gained back most of what I had initially lost. So I had initially lost 50 pounds on keto the first year and a half, and then maintained for about a year and a half, or maybe even 2 years. Then went on a, you know, slight decline for about 6 months. And then when the trials and the tribulation hit my life, I went fully off the rails. And over the last 3 years, I have managed to gain most of that 50 back. So I am now coming to you with that full transparency because I just want you to know where I've been and where I'm going. I'm not going to let the past determine my future. And I'm not going to live in that. But it has taken me until right now to be able to settle into working on me again. And I can get into that in more detail at a later time. But really, starting January 1st, there was something that happened because multiple times over the past 3 years, I've thought about doing better. I thought about repodcasting. I thought about doing keto again, losing my weight again, all the things. And I just, each time I tried, the struggle was real. And so I gave myself grace, and then just something switched for me to turn on the commitment and the conviction that I'm ready. Like I'm ready now. And there's several things in my life that have changed that have allowed me to step into that position. So one of them is just the stability in my life is much better. With all the trauma and the trials and all the things that we were dealing with, one component of that was settled. Two actually. My husband is doing amazing. Shout out to him. His journey after COVID in 2021 in the ICU for 2 months, he's doing phenomenal. He's doing so well. But it took pretty much the last 2 years for him to get to the place where he's at now. And I'm just so amazed and proud of his strength and his comeback. And then our son, we really, it's been a tremendous trial. And he is now doing really well. And he is in a safe place. He's just, right now, he's entering into a year of thriving and recovery for himself. And so we have our youngest son is graduating this year. It's just a different year. It's like I woke up on January 1st just understanding that this year is all about 2020 score. Like, kick back to, I guess, maybe kicking the devil in the throat by getting up again and treating myself importantly. I have a lot of health things that I am working on. So anyway, I want to just encourage you. So first of all, I will be doing podcasts much more often now. Some of them, like I said, may be in the car. Some of them are going to be in the podcast room where I have a great microphone. And some of them are going to be longer and some of them are going to be shorter. But I am here to bring, I'm here to bring content, not just on keto, but just coaching and inspiration from a place of wellness. I am a nurse and my heart beats for wellness. I want to bring wellness to a population that is struggling with all the things in our stressful lives. If you have listened for very long at all, the company I started is called Fireside Medical. I do want to encourage you that I am also a coach. I am a nurse coach. So I'm like a nurse of all trades. I pretty much do a little of everything. I am a hospice nurse and a home health nurse. I am a marketer for that company. I'm a clinical care coordinator for that company. But then I started my own company again called Fireside Medical. And we have a physician on board with us that's a naturopathic physician. We provide televisits, we provide lab draws, we provide nurse coaching. And really falling into that as far as the business side of the Naked Keto Wife, I am allowing this podcast and this population of listeners to leading you to an understanding that I also am here for you to coach you as well. So if you're interested in nurse coaching, I'm happy to nurse coach over keto. I'm happy to do that. We can talk more about, depending on where you live, if you're in Arizona, Washington, or Utah, we can actually have our naturopathic physician involved, and we can do televisits, we can do blood draws before and after you start keto. I can come over and we can do a wellness exam. There's so many opportunities, especially if you live in Utah, because that's where I live. But if you live outside of one of those states, it's okay. I can actually nurse coach. I can coach in all 50 states and all over the world. I can coach. I also have a good majority of the states where I am able to coach as a nurse. So there's kind of some nuances depending on where you live, but coaching over keto, I can do wherever you are, wherever you live. I've got listeners across the world. My Egypt listeners, I am able to coach you. If you can understand my English, and I imagine if you're listening, then you can. So I would be happy to bring you on as a coaching client. If you're interested in that, please email me. You can email me at firesidenurse, LLC, at gmail.com. Fireside, FireSide, NURSELLC at gmail.com. You can also email me at thenakedketowife@gmail.com. Either one is fine. But I just wanted to make sure to give a shout out over nurse coaching and just let you know that I'm here and available for that. Signing on new clients all the time. So also you'll notice that the end of my title is the Naked Keto Wife. And part of Fireside Nurse, part of my nursing career, is also marriage coaching. So I just signed on a new client for marriage coaching. My husband and I have written a book about marriage, and we are really interested this year in just helping more couples obtain just an extraordinary, amazing, incredible marriage, whether it's already great or you're struggling in certain areas. If you're married for more than 2 minutes, you are probably struggling in one area or another. And part of that marriage coaching, one of the benefits to me being a nurse as opposed to just a relationship coach or just to a wellness coach, is that as a nurse, I do have the skill for certain things that maybe a wellness coach or relationship coach might not. For example, sexual intimacy. Yes, there's the relationship part of it, but there's also a clinical aspect of sex. There just is. And so, you know, being able to coach through that. So if you're married and you're also looking into marriage coaching, something that I do as well, I also do condition coaching. So if you've gone to the doctor and they came out and said, hey, go work on lifestyle management, your cholesterol's high, then you can come to me and we will coach over cholesterol management. We really want to get that under control so that when you go back to the doctor, you're not being put on medications when you can really utilize lifestyle management skills to overcome that high cholesterol. So just some little tidbits about what, you know, some of the services that I offer. Back to the podcast though, 2020 score. I do want to just tell you, I am scoring big this year. So excited. So it is day 10 of the new year, January 10th, that I'm doing this podcast. And I have to date lost 9 pounds, and I haven't weighed myself for a couple of days, so it may be more than that. Now, before you gasp in shock and awe and, oh my goodness, that's unhealthy, typically you're right. That much weight loss at any given point is actually typically an unhealthy sign. However, with keto, when you are in ketosis, especially if you have not ever done it before, or if you're starting again after, like me, after several years of being kind of out of ketosis, really, that initial weight loss is very much expected. The majority of that is water loss. It's incredible what happens when you stop eating sugar, you stop eating gluten. Your body starts to equalize in different ways, and in one of those ways, there just is a significant amount of water loss. And water's heavy. Water's very heavy. And so, you know, just something to consider, that if you are starting new, that is likely to happen, and it's okay. It's okay that you've lost that much that quick. Over time, as you're doing keto regularly and consistency, what you'll find is in that first month, you'll lose a rapid amount of weight. Then after that, it starts to even out quite a bit, so that it's more like 2 pound weight loss, 1.5 pound weight loss a week. So in month two, don't quit. Month two, you might suddenly be disappointed because you're like, oh man, that first month I lost like 5 pounds a week or 3 pounds a week. And then you lose 1.5 pounds and you're like, what is going on? Oh no, keto's not working. I must be doing something wrong. No, you're not. That's normal. That's what should happen. What should happen is that weight loss should naturally have a decline, but a steady weight loss, which is healthy. So just something to consider, but it's just, I love what's happening right now because I'm seeing the rapid weight loss, and I believe by the end of this weekend, I should be probably about 12 pounds down. And that is super exciting because it means that I am in ketosis, and I have been. So I'm not measuring. You can. You can go out there and you can get the ketosis sticks, the urine dipsticks. You can get the blood kits, the finger poker ones. But just know that if you're not really wanting to track if you're in ketosis every, it can be really kind of addictive, like when you're checking it all the time. But when you learn what it feels like to be in ketosis and when you see the results, you don't really need to measure it. And it can be very distracting to be measuring it all the time. There's some bonuses. Like I've got a keto testing, the ketosis testing kit. I've got one in the event that I'm like really concerned that I'm not staying in ketosis. It means I'm probably eating something that is throwing me out of it. But if you're losing weight and your appetite has changed and you're feeling pretty good, you're in ketosis. Or, well, to be honest, you might be experiencing keto flu, in which case you're not feeling very well. That's also a sign of ketosis. But it is also a sign that you definitely need some rapid electrolyte replacement. That is another episode. That is a podcast I've actually already done. You can go back and look. There's actually an excellent podcast on magnesium replacement, but some other ones on electrolyte replacement, what I use, what I kind of suggest. So anyways, right now I will leave it at you need electrolyte replacement. And if you want to go look for those episodes, please do. If you want specific information on electrolyte replacement, then just reach out to me and I'm happy to help. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. It's at just over 20 minutes and most of my keto podcasts are pretty short, so I don't want to go over, but I think because it's a new year and I'm so excited and had things to share, and it's been a while since I've been able to talk to you, I wanted to come on and just share with you. So it's a little longer than usual. That being said, I just am here for you. If you need me, again, hit me up at that email, thenakedketowife@gmail.com or firesidenurseLLC@gmail.com. And I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Happy 2024, 2020 score!